Right, now it's time for the Essence of Life series with Sumaya Kuvaria. She joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Rijaz. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, doing well. And your side?
I'm doing very well, alhamdulillah.
Brilliant stuff. Now, before we head into the food for thought, our interactive question for today, Sumaya, is when it rains, what's your snack of choice? Is it butter popcorn, chai latte, ice cream? You know, what's your weird combination when it rains?
Yes, I think it is popcorn, probably popcorn and coffee.
Okay, the mic just died and came back to life again. Okay, popcorn and coffee sounds good indeed. Now, Sumaya, today we're closing off, sadly, the Essence of Life series. And before we discuss the topic, just want to remind the listeners, the lines are open from the onset. It's 011-854-1548. And, of course, you've got the other mediums to get hold of us, 48855 for SMS and 072-786-1548 on WhatsApp. And Twitter at EJAZ_K. So now to kick it off, Sumaya, explain to us today's topic. Please explain love.
Yes, that's, you know, when I thought about today's topic, Ijaz, and I chose love as a topic because I thought it's a perfect way to conclude everything that we have been discussing this entire week in the Essence of Life series. Because every single quality that we discussed is tied into love. Every one of them is a property of love. And, you know, sometimes when we think of love, people only think of it in terms of romantic love. Mm. You know, but love is so much more than that. You know, and like I said, every single essence quality, you know, whether we discussed kindness, whether we went into, you know, kindness and compassion, or whether it was about integrity, you know, respect, whatever quality we discussed, every single one is a property of love. So in the end, you know, ending off with actually what love is and what love isn't is something that, you know, is going to intrigue the listeners to listen to different, you know, to sort of different angles about what love is compared to the models of love that they're holding on to. And yes, it will be very interesting, you know, if the callers can call us in and tell us how did this entire week impact your life. Or even if you have, you know, something to share with us today, it will be really, you know, very, very appreciated, much appreciated if we hear, you know, the listeners calling in and we can just keep it completely interactive.
Yes, that would be great. And we do have a bit more time today as well. So hopefully, inshallah, those calls will come through. I got a message here now on WhatsApp. Salams, enjoying Sumaya Kuvaria program. Has she printed a book we can purchase to read and practice? How can we contact her?
I am not an author, Ijaz. I haven't printed.
Maybe you should write a book, Sumaya.
Inshallah, who knows?
Inshallah.
You know, yes. And yes, my contact details, whoever wants it, you know, can get it from Radio Islam in Ijaz.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Right.
So when we think, you know, when we think again now of love and what love is, you know, think of people you know who give love in response to negative energy that's directed their way. And, you know, on many occasions, we do see these kind of people, right? That no matter how much of negativity is coming their way in terms of, you know, other people being angry with them or upset with them or disrespectful to them, it doesn't really affect them. It doesn't really affect their response and how much love they give on, you know, they give off. There are many people who respond lovingly in these kind of situations. The ones who do are able to because they have love to give away. That is so important, you know, because think about it this way. Something that you do not possess, Ijaz, can you even give away what you don't have?
Nope.
Exactly. So, you know, I think we have been programmed in such a degree where we believe that, you know, as we get older, as we go into relationships, somebody else has to love me. We don't realize that we have to start out with loving ourselves, with having love within us. And only when something is inside of us can we really give that away, right?
Mm-hmm.
If love and joy are what you want to give in and receive, then begin by taking stock. What have you got to give away? You know, just ask yourself, what do I really have to give away? What are you giving out, and thus what are you attracting? Remember, you can't give away what you don't have, but you can change your life by what's going on inside of you. Because if you see your life on the outside, then everything is, you know, sort of reflecting back to you where you're miserable, you're feeling unloved, you're feeling isolated. You know, go back inside and see, what am I giving off? do I even have love inside of me? And more often than not, you know, the sad part is that people don't even know what love really means. They think love is just a feeling. I'm supposed to feel all these feelings. And those feelings are all hormonal and biological. That's what they are. But love is so much more than that. You know, when we're talking again about energies like how we did yesterday, Ijaz,
yes.
Low energy attracts low energy. Right? It's almost like, you know, whatever you sort of emitting and putting out and transmitting is exactly what you're getting back. So low vibrating thoughts such as anger, hatred, shame, guilt, and fear weaken you. That's what they basically do to, you know, to every single person that holds on to them. And they tend to attract more of the same. Our energy has a frequency, and when it's sent out, it picks up a similar frequency. That is something that I don't think many people even think about. You know, that this energy that I'm putting out there is really picking up something that is very similar to me. So whatever I'm putting out, I'm attracting. You know, it's almost like that boomerang effect.
Magnet, yes.
Yes.
Sumia, so I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you. We have a call, right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. What's your contribution?
My intervention is love is happiness, love is belongingness, love is togetherness, love is happiness. That's all.
Perfect. Jazakallah khair for that.
Yes, jazakallah so much. You know, those are also all qualities and properties that make up love. You know, that's what it is, because we're moving away from love being just that feeling. The thing is, you know, when we think about, let's get to understand what love is, and people just go into, how can I understand what love is? Love is just a feeling, but it's not. It's all of the qualities that we spoke about and all of the qualities, you know, the brother that called in now with the contribution, that's what love is all about. So where in your life are you lacking in, you know, in showing this and extending it outwardly to everybody on the outside? Right? Mm-hmm. And when we go back to these frequencies that we're putting out, and that is what we're getting back, you know, how we change that is you change your thoughts to higher frequencies of love, of harmony, kindness, forgiveness, peace, joy, you know, all of those good feelings. And you'll attract more of that. And you'll have those higher energies to even give away, because the more you're getting back, the more you're giving. So it's almost this giving and receiving that is taking place all the time. And that's basically, you know, in a nutshell, what love is.
Yes, Sumia, lots of people will have this notion of love from either movies or Indian movies or books or magazines and all of that. So are they basically setting them up, setting themselves up for failure when it doesn't materialize as it is in fantasy stories?
Yes, they basically are. You know, in these fantasy stories, there's always a hero and a heroine. And, you know, when you look at these, you know, these fantasies, it's always about one person coming to rescue you from something and then loving you for the rest of your life. You don't really see, they don't really show you, you know, the work and the effort that was put in. It almost seems like there is no effort. Once I love somebody, there is no effort that I've got to put in. Mm-hmm. But all of that is setting you up for failure in a very, very big way. Because when you think about love, there's a whole lot that goes into it. There's a whole lot that has to take place before that love can be sustained. And, you know, it begins with us on the inside. Because before we can expect somebody else to love us, we have to love ourselves. Imagine you don't love yourself, Ijaz, but you're expecting everybody else to love you. Can that even be possible?
Yes.
How would you even know? How would you even know that that is love? Because you've never felt it or experienced it within you. You know, we sort of have this notion that it's somebody else's responsibility to show me love. It's not my responsibility to show myself love, but somebody else has to show me love. That's basically, you know, the notion that we go into, and that's the reason we fail so many times in our relationships.
Reminder, once again, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. This is the Essence of Life series with Life Coach Sumia Kumaria. We are discussing today love. And Sumia, speaking about it, how can we use our relationships as feedback loops?
That's a very good question, Ijaz, you know, because the issues in our relationships are basically mirroring back to us our internal issues with ourselves. And that's something that's very, very important to note, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're having difficulty sustaining loving and nurturing committed relationships, The place to look is at your relationship with yourself. So you could ask yourself, in what ways are you feeling that you are not nurturing yourself? In what ways are you not loving yourself? And in what ways are you not committing to yourself? And you know, when you ask these questions to yourself, people will come up with answers. You know, where am I not committing to myself? I'm not loving myself because so many times I'm hard on myself. When I make mistakes, I cannot forgive myself because I come up with, I should have did this, I could have done that. And those are all ways of treating ourselves in very unloving ways, in very unloving natures. So when you have all of this going on inside of you, that is exactly what you are putting out. And that is what's coming back to you. So it almost becomes this, it's almost like the self-fulfilling prophecy that just goes on. You know, this negative feedback loop that just keeps on, you know, giving and receiving until you break the pattern. So when you alter your relationship with yourself, your external world will alter accordingly. You know, without changing your internal relationship with yourself, you cannot create any lasting change simply by altering external behaviors. Mm. You know, that's very important because people think, if I just have to love a little more, you know, this happens with spouses. The one spouse feels I'm getting very little. Maybe if I love a little more, I'll get something back. That is now you trying to adjust an external behavior. But you're not going inside to see what is going on with me. Am I really loving to myself or am I very hard with myself? That's where you're supposed to look and that's what you need to change. Because when you change that and you're more loving to yourself, you are projecting that on the outside and everybody else can almost sense that and pick it up. And they tend to love you even a little more. They tend to respect you a little more because now you're teaching people how to love and respect you. Does that make sense on any level?
It does, indeed it does.
Right? So like I said, you cannot create lasting change simply by altering external behaviors. Because when you alter your internal landscape, you effortlessly and authentically adjust your external behaviors and life literally begins to change. That's basically what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So to begin to change what's inside of you, become more loving towards yourself. You know, that's basically what we're saying. And I know probably people thought, okay, we could be talking about love. We're probably going to get into this whole inspiring romantic love and how to take your romantic love, you know, from probably 50% to 100%. But no, it all starts with you. And only when you can start loving yourself, are you going to really be living into that amazing love that you desire for yourself, right? So in your thoughts, cultivate an inner voice and attitude that's 100% on your team. That's again, you know, when we do something wrong or when something didn't work out with ourselves and with whatever we are doing, we become hard on ourselves. So if you're not championing yourself and your inner voice is all against you, that's just not a loving attitude. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to imagine an inner self that only supports and loves you. And gradually, this loving attitude will extend to other people. You then begin to receive this beautiful energy of love and ultimately be able to send that love and joy to everyone and everything in your world. So basically what happens then, your world becomes filled with love. It becomes infused with love. It's no more that notion of, you know, the love that you saw, you know, on movies or you read about it in books. This is pure authentic love because you are putting effort in. You are starting from within because everything begins from within. You know, remind yourself often of not being able to give away anything that you don't have. So anytime you're feeling unloving towards yourself, just remind yourself, if I'm unloving to myself, how can I even give love to my spouse? How can I even give love to my children? Or how can I even be loving to my pets or my neighbors or my friends? I simply cannot. Because all I'm going to be giving them is what is going on inside. And if you're giving, you know, if you've got frustration and anger going on inside of you, that's more likely what they're going to receive from you. So inside of you, if you're empty, you feel no love for yourself, then that's what you're going to give off and that's what you're going to get. So how then can you expect to give what you don't possess? And how can you receive love if what you're giving away is anger, pain, frustration, disappointment? You can't get love back because you're only going to get everything that is not love. So right now, you know, I'd like to tell people just sort of internalize a little and just look at your life. What are you attracting? What is your life looking like on the outside? You know, is it something that is filled with love, or is it something that is not? And then just go inside of yourself and internalize and just see, what is your inner landscape like? Do you feel like a loving person to yourself, or are you hard on yourself? Are you unforgiving to yourself? And you're going to get your answer, because your outside world is a complete reflection of your inner world. You know, there's a beautiful quote that, you know, I just love going over, Ijaz.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn to love, then you must start the process of finding out what it is. What qualities make up a loving person, and how these are developed. Each person has the potential for love, but potential is never realized without work. And you know, we've made it easy for the listeners because we spoke about the different essence qualities of love. And you know, if you can start developing yourself on those qualities, you're going to reach that place where love is all you become. You become the essence of love.
Now, Sumaya, why is it that so many people don't get or have the love that they desire?
Well, one reason why so many people do not have the love they are longing for is that they have not yet become the people they will need to be in order to attract and sustain that kind of love. You know, we've been talking about this now for the past few minutes, that in order to attract love, you have to become love. You have to understand, what kind of qualities do I need to embody to become a loving person? Just sort of, you know, think about this. When you look at somebody in your life that is loving, look at the kind of qualities they embody. And definitely, it's not qualities of hatred and shame and judgment and all of that. You know, you see qualities that emit out of these people is kindness, it's understanding, it's forgiveness, it's compassion. That's basically what it is, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to become all of that if you want to sustain and attract loving relationships. You know, the sad part is that we have elevated our standards to such great levels, yet we may not have evolved our level of maturity to the point where we can manifest and maintain the love that we are hoping to create. So, you know, we tend to distinguish romantic love as separate from neighborly love. And perhaps this is one reason that the divorce rate is so high. One reason why people are just not, you know, basically happy in their relationships. Because while romantic love does have the benefit of hormones and biological urges to enhance its allure, the qualities that make up a loving relationship are the same. Whether we love our friend, whether we love our siblings, Ijaz, whether you love your children,
mm-hmm.
whether you love your spouse,
mm-hmm.
those qualities all remain the same, right? The only difference is that with romantic love, obviously you've got the whole hormones and, you know, the biological factor that's going on. That's what separates it from every other kind of love. But at the end of the day, love has all of these qualities in it, right? Those qualities are all the essence qualities we spoke on this week. So, you know, listeners can just go back to all of that and see. We spoke about, you know, different essence qualities. We spoke about how to instill them and how to start embodying those qualities. So if you start embodying those qualities, you know, you're definitely going to become a more loving person.
Definitely.
And if we look at it, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam preached and modeled love. You know, he preached and modeled forgiveness, respect, you know, and things like that, because these are the values that build a society and give it prosperity and happiness.
Now, Sumaya, we got a message from one of our listeners out in Richard Bay, Richards Bay. It says, a lovely program on love. It says, love is sharing and caring even when angry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you've got to be able to... you know, to transcend beyond all of those things that goes on with you. You know, if we look at it in the context of lifelong partnership, love is not an emotion. Love is a cause, an utterly steadfast, stable path that deviates not in the face of hardship or challenge. So, you know, the contribution that the listener made now was absolutely excellent. Jazakallah for that.
Perfect. Now, on that, Sumaya, you know, you've been teaching me about abundance mentality. How do you incorporate an abundance mentality when it comes to love?
An abundance mentality, how we incorporate that, Ijaz, is, you know, when you are feeling abundant inside, for example, you know, if somebody is feeling like, you know, I don't really feel like I'm getting love. I don't feel like I'm getting love, and I don't have enough love to give off. You've got to start thinking in abundant terms. just go into one aspect of your life that you truly can love. It doesn't have to be with your spouse or maybe with your children, but definitely there is one area of your life that you absolutely love. Be it maybe you taking care of yourself, or, you know, maybe you enjoy talking to, you know, to people. That is what abundance is. You focus on that, you know, on that part, on that area of your love and of your life. And once you start focusing on that area of your life, what happens is you start getting into an abundant mindset, because now you're looking at just that one small aspect of your life and how much you have inside of that. And automatically, what happens is when this abundance starts triggering your mindset, Ijaz, you start expanding all over in other different areas, and you see what can be improved here or how can this be done there, and you start feeling more of a sense of love. So that's how I would say, you know, an abundant mindset is how this gets incorporated into the whole love aspect.
Brilliant stuff. Now, reminder once again, you can interact with us on 072-786-1548. That's for WhatsApp. You can SMS 48855. You can tweet at EJAZ_, that's a line on the floor, K, and email as well, EJAZ@radioislam.co.za. And the main one, you can phone in on 011-854-1548. You can contribute to this discussion on love. Now, Sumaya, conscious love, what is it and what is it not?
Yes, this is, you know, this is something that is very interesting, Ijaz, because, you know, when we talk about the idea of conscious love, you know, people think, okay, you know, what does conscious love really mean? So, you know, I'm going to describe a few different things about love, right? Love isn't the hope or belief you have in a man or woman's potential. The same man or woman who insults you, runs away, or raises his or her voice when he can't understand you, that's not love, that is delusion, right? So we're just basically getting people to make the distinctions between what you have in your mindset, what is your model on love, right? And then making the distinctions when we are describing all of this, right? Love isn't a feeling you have for a man or a woman when things are great. And many people in relationships think, you know, that when things are okay, then I have this loving feeling towards my spouse. But when things are not, it's like all the love has just died, right? But like I'm saying, love isn't a feeling you have for a man or a woman when things are great, but who doesn't text or call or show up when he or she says he or she will. This is not love, this is infatuation, right? And then again, love isn't a commitment to stick it out with someone when all the magic and feelings are gone, because you're doing it for the kids or the hope for a better tomorrow. That's not love. That's martyrdom, right? So how many people fall into this category? And because of this, how many of them are miserable, right? And then again, we go into love isn't even spending time with a best friend who shares experiences, a sense of humor, an interest in the same set of activities. That's convenience, right? So now we're going to say love is the profoundly conscious and deeply intimate connection of body, mind, and soul. And when we talk about conscious love, it's when you can love without walls, without hesitation and fear. And most of the time, you know, when we think about our, let's just say our romantic relationships, you know, spouses, between spouses, there's always this idea that we are operating from fear more than love. And when you're operating from fear, everything tends to go crazy. Everything tends to feel too much of a burden. But when you step into love, that's when everything starts flowing smoothly, right? Conscious love is when you can laugh your loudest, cry your ugliest cry, and tell your deepest secret without guilt or shame. It's a space of complete safety. That's basically what it is, right? And a trust so deep that it allows you to reveal your demons and stare your fears in the face. So conscious love is basically wearing your heart on the outside of your body, willing to risk being hurt or rejected. And this becomes very, very difficult for people who have failed marriages, because it becomes so hard for them to trust again, because the fear that they are operating from is the fear of rejection, the fear of failure. But, you know, once you heal from all of that, from the past failures, you know, from all the betrayal, from everything that went on in your relationship, you can actually stand up and take that risk again, to put yourself out there and, you know, be ready for that love when it shows up. Because conscious love is strong and powerful. It can hold endless space with its warmth, stability, and firm boundaries. That's what basically it is. Because another thing you need to understand is that conscious love can be messy and hard, but it doesn't hold back. It pushes past the awkward and uncomfortable feelings, and it takes you to the bottom of yourself and allows you to see clearly. All delusion is gone. All that is left is the truth. And that is how you start beginning to work within yourself to see what basically is going on inside of me and how can I change. And inshallah, Ijaz, I am hoping, you know, with all of these different things that we spoke about, you know, your listeners have gained much benefit from it, and it infuses their lives and takes their lives to the next level of amazing and fulfilling relationships and, you know, lives that are just full and complete.
Yes, indeed. This whole week, I'm sure they've got much, much of, really benefited, Sumaya, with what we've covered. Kindness, honoring your word, gratitude, the power of surrender, and now closing off with love. So I'm sure that's, and a reminder also to listeners that if you want any of these programs, they are on the podcast section of the Radio Islam website, www.radioislam.co.za. Just look for podcast, look for Ijaz Khan section there, click on it, and all of it will drop down there for you to listen and save and download, whatever. It's there for you, inshallah. Sumaya, any closing comments now on the topic, the power of love?
You know, the one thing I'd like to say, Jaz, you know, there's this old saying, it is better to give than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth about this is that it's only telling you half the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all are pining to love in such a way that we are inspired to give of ourselves, right? And that's really true for almost all people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we look for, you know, for charities to give to, why we volunteer for organizations where people come to depend on us. And why we birth children who can love and sacrifice ourselves, you know, we can sacrifice ourselves for them. We are all looking for something or someone who will compel us to extend ourselves beyond our own little lives, right? And that's the reason we feel that, you know, giving off is so much better than receiving. We want to give in a way that creates meaning, fills us with a sense of purpose and a feeling of usefulness. So when someone decides that we fit that bill for them, when they are inspired to care for us, provide for us, and nurture, to decline that love is like sending back a great and magnificent gift unopened. There is really nothing noble about it. You know, in fact, it's frustrating and disappointing for all. Because sometimes, yes, we get into this whole idea that I need to give, and you know what, to receive is just noble. You know, I'd like to tell people that giving and receiving are both noble acts. They are both the same coin, flip sides of the exactly same coin. So if you want to be able to give more love, open yourself up to receiving that love as well. Because if you shut down from receiving, you're never going to be able to give to your fullest potential.
Inspiring words indeed, Sumaya. Jazakallah khair for that lovely, lovely program on love. You have yourself a wonderful evening, inshallah. And once again, Jazakallah khair for gracing our airwaves for this last week and then edutaining our listeners on the topics that we have on the Essence of Life series. And we thank you once again, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and jazakallah so much to you, Ijaz, for giving me this opportunity.
Jazakallah again for, you know, sharing your expertise. Have a wonderful evening. Assalamu alaikum.
I will. Jazakallah, you too. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, that was life coach Sumaya Kuvadia closing off the Essence of Life series. And yes, so much we've learned in this last week, haven't we? And listeners sending lots of appreciation for Sumaya's words of advice there and pearls of wisdom. And lots wanting to, you know, to send her emails or stuff to say thanks for all that they learned this week. And it has been food for thought indeed.